USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden's climate envoy, John Kerry, arrived in China on Wednesday, the first Biden administration official to visit the country to discuss global climate ambition. All this while FBI Director Chris Wray says China is America's number one threat.
We're opening a new investigation in China every 10 hours, and I can assure the committee that's not because our folks don't have anything to do with their time. We have now over 2,000 investigations that tie back to the Chinese government.
Kerry's trip is ahead of a virtual climate summit that President Biden plans to host for dozens of world leaders later this month. While protesters gathered in the Minneapolis suburb of Brooklyn Center to protest the fatal shooting of Dante Wright, there was an easing of tension, according to law enforcement officials, hours after the former police officer was arrested and charged with second-degree manslaughter. Kim Potter, who resigned as Brooklyn Center police officer this week, posted bail and is scheduled in court Thursday. USA Radio News.
Guys, we need to clear a path here.
Indeed knows unexpected employee turnover can stall your business.
John.
Like at Chris's logistics company, to avoid things grinding to a halt, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
As President Biden made Vice President Harris his border czar, nothing has been announced to correct the humanitarian crisis at the border. Tim Berg from the Phoenix, USA Radio News Bureau is reporting Kamala has announced trips to Central America.
Vice President Kamala Harris said on Wednesday she has no plans to visit the U.S. southern border, but she's looking forward to a trip soon to Mexico and Guatemala to address the core causes of the surging illegal immigration from Central America.
A large part of our focus is diplomatic in terms of what we can do in a way that is about working with these countries. So, for example, I have talked with the President of Mexico, the President of Guatemala. We have, probably saying too much, but we have plans in the work to go to Guatemala as soon as possible, given all of the restrictions in terms of COVID and things of that nature.
Harris speaking at a roundtable discussion regarding immigration on Wednesday.
Guatemala has a population of 16.5 million people. Mexico, 120. 27 million folks. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
NASCAR racing this weekend is at the short track in Richmond, Virginia for the Toyota Owners 400. Our partners at Motor Racing Network caught up with Martin Truex Jr. and asked him about his recent success at short tracks.
For me, it's just been what I mentioned a little while ago, and it's confidence in each other, believing in each other. And, you know, there was a time in my career when, you know, I go back to the Busch Series days, all the races I won there were short tracks. You know, we never won any mile and a half. And I'm like, well, damn, I need to get better mile and a half. And then, you know, you work on that, and you know, in the Cup Series, if, you know, every track is tough. Everybody's working constantly on being better at every type of track. You know, for whatever reason, for me, the short tracks never really panned out. And, you know, even though we had a lot of great runs over the years, for instance, I think we led the most laps at Richmond like three or four races in a row where we finally won there. You know, it's sometimes you need things to go your way. But honestly, I think from a consistency standpoint of being consistent at these short tracks, it's just it comes down to people and equipment and, you know, that belief in each other and really just, you know, believing what they're telling you. If they tell me I need to drive a certain way, I start driving a certain way. And by no, you know, if I tell them that it needs to do something different, they know it needs to do something different. And, you know, it's just that that team chemistry that we've had over the years has been really good, and we've been able to fine-tune on these places.
America is historic road course, and it's going to be cool to go there. And then, obviously, Indianapolis road course have no laps there either. So I think figuring those out are going to be fun. That's always a good challenge.
The Toyota Owners 400, 3 p.m. Sunday on Fox and Motor Racing Network. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.